Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. All the way from Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Central Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the daily broadcast of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. We want you just to join in with us and all that are gathered around. Let's worship and praise Him, lift our voices and our faith and our praise to God in one mind and one accord. Yeah. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power. With Christian joy and greetings, we bring you Christian greetings in Jesus' name. Let's go right to Psalms 139, verse 7, for the word of God today to begin the broadcast. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. We have an ever-present God. Hallelujah. He knows where we are, and we cannot flee from His presence. Let's call upon the name of the Lord. Let's worship Him today. And by the time this service is over, we want God to know that He has been praised and worshiped, and we want to know that we have worshiped Him from the depths of our heart. Let's put all we can into the next few minutes. If you can, just lay aside everything that you're doing, and let's just focus and centralize our thoughts on worshiping and praising the Lord. From page 178 in the Melodies of Praise, sing along with us on Where He Leads, I'll Follow. It's a great prayer. It's a great testimony. Sweet are the promises, kind is the word, dearer far than any message man ever heard. Pure was the mind of Christ, sinless I see. He's a great example and a pattern for me. Where He leads, I'll follow, follow all the way. Where He leads, I'll follow, follow Jesus every day. Sweet is the tender love Jesus has shown, sweeter far than any love that mortals have known. Kind to the erring one, faithful is He. He the great example is and pattern for me. Where He leads, I'll follow. Follow all the way. Where He leads, I'll follow. Follow Jesus every day. Loving words come unto me, weary, heavy laden, there is sweet rest for thee. Trust in His promises, faithful and sure, Lean upon the Savior and thy soul is secure. Where he leads, I'll follow. Follow all the way. Where he leads, I'll follow. Follow Jesus every day. Where, what a great promise. When you're telling the Lord in your prayers, I'll follow you all the days, everywhere you lead us. And then you can testify in the service, I am following Jesus. Where he leads me, I am following. He may take you through places that are unpleasant sometimes, or he may take you some places that are uncomfortable. But nevertheless, if you follow him, he will bring you through those places with victory also. Our God has never lost a battle, and he's never let anyone down. He's always been there victorious. He conquered death, hell, and the grave, three of the most difficult things that could be conquered. And since he has conquered those things, he has brought victory to you in every area. Let's go to the precious promise today from Ruth 1:16. The four chapters of Ruth is a great love story. Sometimes just sit down and take a few minutes and read the four chapters in the book of Ruth. Ruth 1:16, for whether thou goest, I will go, and whether thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Let's pray. Father, help us today to be a to be like Ruth and to make this promise. Lord, I know she was talking to her mother-in-law, but I'm thankful today, Lord, that we can talk to you and let you know, Lord, whether you go, that's where we go, and whether you lodge, that's where we'll lodge. Lord, and your people shall be our people. And Lord, you're our God, and we want you to be everyone's God. We're thankful for it today. Lord, we just cannot give you enough praise and thanks and gratitude for all the strength and all the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. And we just thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to come every day for a few minutes to this great audience, Lord. Lord, we're thankful for all the years. It's cost thousands of dollars, and we put thousands of hours into it. But Lord, if just one soul has given his or her life to you, it'll be worth every dollar and every hour. Lord, use this service for your glory. Let it be a means of someone finding you as his or her Savior. Let it be a means of someone being blessed and lifted up today. And we pray for the sick, Lord. Let it be a means of someone getting healing in their body, meeting their need. Have your way, Lord, and stir our hearts. Use us for the glory of God. Bless the furtherance of this service. And we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Sing with us now. If you prayed, let's believe him. Let's praise him. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Surely he bore our sorrows. And if you will, have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information at the end of the service today. Sister Linda is my favorite singer. She's going to sing one entitled, I'll Be All Right.
Friends, don't worry about this heavy load I carry. Don't be concerned if it sends me to my knees. For turn, and I'll be all right as soon as I touch Calvary. If my feeble hands of faith can only reach out through this dark and dreary storm of unbelief, if he'll slip his hand, nail-scarred hand, into my hands, I'll be all right as soon as I touch Calvary. Very soon now I will reach the hill Golgotha. I'll touch the cross that was fashioned from a tree. And if just one precious drop of his blood touches me, I'll be all right, because I've reached Calvary. If my feeble hands of faith can only reach out through this dark and dreary storm of unbelief, if he'll slip his nail-scarred hand into my hand, I'll be all right as soon as I touch Calvary.
Hallelujah. Well, isn't the Lord wonderful and good to us? I'll be all right as soon as I touch Calvary. I was looking at my Bible here while she was singing, because I knew I was going to have a little time left. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. It said, "It is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord." I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such a one caught up into the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, but God knoweth. How that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such a one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth, but now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. Well, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. Join us for the next broadcast. Send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. The website, www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
If my feeble hands of faith can only reach out